Want to read literature with a professor with no final paper? We have just the thing. This year, the five professors from the Why Should I Read This series will be at KMUW to give you a deep dive into some of their favorite works. On March 4th at 7 p.m., Dr. Katie Lanning will lecture on Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. Find more information and let us know if we should count you present at kmuw.org. Five professors, five lectures, zero papers.
Good morning. It's Friday, February 27th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. The Cherokee Maidens and Sycamore Swing are back after a seven-year hiatus from performing. Guitarist Kentucky White says one thing the band and their fans have in common is they like to have a good time.
People that come to the show are predisposed to have a good time. So our only mission is just to give them that.
That's coming up after the news. Sedgwick County leaders will host two sessions next month to gather public feedback on data center development. Last month, county commissioners adopted a 90-day moratorium on data centers that's set to expire April 17th. They're likely to extend the moratorium to mid-June. Meanwhile, the commission will hold a town hall on March 12th. The county planning department will host a town hall March 31st to discuss zoning protocols. Kansas Senate Majority Leader Chase Blasey represents Sedgwick County. Earlier this week, he asked the county to impose a three-year moratorium on data center development. A bill approved by the Kansas House limits annual property tax increases and gives voters more power to challenge them, Zach Boblett reports.
The tax bill would limit how much cities and counties in Kansas can increase property tax revenue each year, capping growth at 3% with some exceptions. If a local government wants to raise property tax revenue, it must get voter approval or risk having the increase blocked through a citizen protest petition. Republican Rep. Shannon Francis changed the bill to reduce the number of signatures needed to file a protest petition. It was lowered from 10% to 5% of registered voters.
It's much harder to get a petition together if you're trying to get 7,000 or 20,000 people together, and it's much easier if it's a smaller number.
The bill now moves to the Senate. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas lawmakers discussed a plan this week that would allow renters the chance to make multiple payments to their landlords as long as they pay on time. The bill, introduced by four Republicans, gives tenants a chance to split up their rent payments instead of having to pay their rent in full. The partial payments would still need to be paid before the due date. Republican Representative Barb Wassinger is a landlord herself. She says this could cause renters to miss payments.
Splitting their rent payments into two just causes more trouble for them because they think they have more money and then they don't keep the rest of the money and then it's gone.
The proposal also allows non-traditional income sources such as Social Security, child support, and disability payments to be considered on rental applications. Supporters say the measure gives renters the same freedom to make partial payments that homeowners enjoy when paying their mortgage. Lawmakers expect some changes to be made before the plan moves forward. A Kansas law that took effect yesterday invalidated thousands of driver's licenses and birth certificates belonging to transgender people. The new law also bars transgender people from using bathrooms based on their gender identity. The State Department of Revenue has begun sending letters notifying people that their gender marker changes have been reversed. Matthew Newman is a transgender man in central Kansas who runs an LGBTQ mutual aid organization. He says the law creates a logistical nightmare for transgender people and state agencies.
It's frustrating that they're implementing something that they don't know how they're going to handle. They're so concerned to target trans people that they're rushing this.
The American Civil Liberties Union plans to challenge the law in state court. Wichita City officials have set aside $10,000 to pay people to switch from gas to electric lawn care tools during this year's ozone season. The ozone season runs from March through October. That's when higher temperatures, sunlight, and agricultural burning can increase ground-level ozone, which is an air pollutant that makes up smog. People who recycle their combustion lawn equipment and buy new electric tools may qualify for the city's lawn care rebate program. The program covers up to $100 of the cost of electric tools. People are limited to two rebates per household. Officials in Lawrence and Douglas County are hard at work preparing for up to 15,000 visitors this summer during the World Cup. Last week, Algeria announced it chose Rock Chalk Park at the University of Kansas to be its base camp. Ruth DeWitt is the director of community relations for Explore Lawrence. She says the organizing group is working with restaurants and small businesses to prepare for the influx of visitors from Algeria and other countries who will stay in the area.
With Argentina and the Netherlands and England coming, we are going to be a real melting pot. I mean, three continents here in our region is just incredible. So I think there will be a real global community coming.
Algeria will play at least two games in Kansas City, about an hour away from its base camp. It has not yet announced where players and staff will stay while they're here. Lawmakers in the state house want to keep Kansas competitive in an alcohol border war. A bill would allow serving alcohol 23 hours a day, 7 days a week during the FIFA World Cup this summer. Missouri already approved similar legislation. The bill applies to the whole state, but counties have the ability to opt out and keep shorter hours for serving alcohol. Republican State Senator Adam Thomas says the extended hours are an opportunity for local governments and businesses.
We're not mandating that anybody do this. We're simply opening the door for folks that right now, instead of staying open till 2 a.m., have that extra couple of hours to sell.
The bill would require alcohol sales to stop at 5 a.m., and they could resume at 6 a.m. Restaurants, bars, and liquor stores are currently included, although some lawmakers want to remove liquor stores. Competitive eater Joey Chestnut will visit Wichita in April for a special event with the Wichita Wind Surge. Chestnut holds more than 50 world records in competitive eating, including one for the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. In 2021, he ate 76 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes to set the record. He also holds world records in rib eating and chicken wing eating. On April 17th, Chestnut will compete in a chili bun eating competition at Equity Bank Park. There will also be a pregame meet and greet with fans. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMEW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. Musicians The Cherokee Maidens and Sycamore Swing recently ended a 7-year hiatus with a local gig and a short tour. The group is back in Wichita this Sunday for a sold-out performance at Walker's Jazz Lounge. Band members Lauren White, Robin Macy, and Kentucky White recently spoke about their return with KMUW's Jed Bodwin, and here's Jed with more.
You're back together playing shows after being apart for 7 years as a group. Was there sort of like a magic moment when you just knew it was time to get back together and start playing again?
Well, we always loved doing it. Again, it was a logistics thing. And I think it was one of those things where everybody decided, okay, we're circling these dates. We're going to make something happen. Lock them out. I don't know what it's going to be. So everybody committed to that. And then this tour came together. So it was just, you know, everybody loves doing it, so why not?
It's a big entourage. It's a big tribe from Greenville, South Carolina, Louisville, Kentucky, Tulsa, Perkins, Oklahoma, and here. You know, that's got to lasso the crowd all in.
But I will say that, you know, playing through the first time, it was so joyful of an experience that, you know, whenever the idea was brought up, let's do this, and it's like, I need some joy in my life. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
I've heard so many musicians talk about that phenomenon that happens when you've been playing with people and you have chemistry, you take a break, maybe years go by, you get back in the room, you start playing again. And it's like you're picking up where you left off. I mean, did you kind of have a sense of that with this group of people?
Well, we had a small rehearsal Tuesday night, but yesterday was the first full band rehearsal. And from the first note, it was just like, oh, yeah, this is that feeling that I had. And it was immediate. You know, everybody brought their best selves, and it was, yeah, it was, I'm like, why haven't we been doing this more often? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was great.
It's an unspoken language playing music with those extraordinarily talented musicians. And then it just like the vocals that the girls do together, it comes back. It's, you know, each one of us did our own solo thing. over these past 7 years, but coming back together, we realize you blend together to make such a beautiful, compelling sound as a team.
I wonder if you have a sense of this as performers. Like, I know when I go to a show and I'm in the audience and everything is going really well, there's just this surge of energy that happens, and I feel like the audience is just really connected to each other. Can you sense that from the stage?
Yeah, well, I would say Western swing in general is meant to be, you know, party music, good time music. And I think people that come to the show are predisposed to have a good time. So our only mission is just to give them that. And so that makes it easy. And especially since we enjoy playing it anyway, it kind of turns into a good love fest, whether they're sitting primly and clapping after every song or if they're dancing in front of the band.
I think our fiesta dresses bring the fiesta.
I'm sure that's it.
It is monumentally important to have the right clothes.
Yes. You know, pearl snaps are, if you're a guy dress, that's a super important. Cowboy hat, neckerchief.
There's 16 individual cowboy boots on that stage. 16 cowboy boots.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
The Cherokee Maidens and Sycamore Swing have already sold out their Sunday evening performance at Walker's Jazz Lounge. You can read more of this story at KMUW.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
So you, instead of saying does not have, you would say unhas. Does not know would be unknows. Does not want would be unwants.
We take another look at a complicated and pesky little prefix. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.